Welcome to Outside the Box. Woohoo! Today's topic is insecurity. About 15 years ago, I did a series of Outside the Box features on the root of all evil, suggesting things like the love of money, violence, power, fear, and even assumptions. Now, one more you probably would not think of. Insecurity. Well, maybe insecurity is not all evil, but it sure can mess things up for a lot of people. People often work at jobs they don't like because of the insecurity of not having income for basic needs. They feel they're held hostage by their debts and a lack of financial security, forcing them to do what they have to do instead of what they want to do. Being jobless or homeless can make us insecure, nervous, and hard to be around. Feeling unsafe can make us and our country do things we would not otherwise have to do, like wasting billions on weapons we should never use. It can make life miserable. There's a theory that those with wealth and power, the aristocracy, whether intentional or not, support an economic system that maintains insecurity for most people, because the wealthy benefit from cheap labor and someone else doing society's hard and dirty jobs. For example, insecurity results from debt at high interest, no student loan cancellations, expensive real estate, taxes that advantage the wealthy, minimal safety net benefits, and costly health care. That means middle and lower income people feel forced to stay in the economy, often earning low wages, to keep from falling further into more insecure situations. Fear of losing a job or housing or opportunities for an education or health care or income or all of the above keeps people in the workforce or in particular jobs when they would rather not be there. Security also has a huge impact on the behaviors of countries. Look at two of the most tragic conflicts right now, Gaza, Israel, and Ukraine, Russia. Insecurity has played a huge part in creating and maintaining both of these horrendous conflicts. Wherever there is political violence or upheaval, famine, economic and social inequality, and other problems, insecurity is a major reason for them. In this country, almost as much of every individual income tax dollar we pay goes to the Pentagon in the name of national security as the entire rest of the federal budget. Whether we actually feel insecure, I don't, as opposed to being told that we are by politicians, our budget priorities create insecurity. For those with low incomes, for children that need daycare but don't get it, for our endangered environment, for a struggling economy, and for every other problem that gets short shrift because the money is spent for soldiers and weapons. Maybe you agree with me that Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs makes sense. Right after basic needs, Maslow calls them physiological, like food, shelter, a livable environment, warmth, rest, and other real basics, comes safety and security. That can include economic stability, good mental and physical health, some amount of freedom, and the potential to live a productive life. If we don't feel secure, it's hard to tackle the more positive needs in our life. Those can include psychological needs, like friends, loving relationships, and community, self-esteem needs like prestige, respect from others, a feeling of accomplishment, and finally, self-fulfillment through being creative and achieving our full potential. But we can have the security we all need and want. Franklin Roosevelt noted freedom from need and freedom from want as two of his four freedoms speech in 1941, and an accompanying Economic Bill of Rights in 1944. FDR's list of economic rights included the right to a job, to food, clothing, and recreation, to adequate income, to a decent home, to quality medical care, to a good education, and to protection from economic fears and insecurity. Examples of these abound today, despite pushback from opponents. There are now many projects providing a guaranteed income. Unions are organizing for living wages among those with the lowest incomes, as well as auto workers. The U.S. may one day have universal health care, similar to what Canadians and Europeans have now. Some states offer virtually free higher education. More treatment programs for mental health and substance use disorder are being provided to victims of economic insecurity. Some governments are taking leadership in creating better safety net programs and affordable housing projects, attempting to turn basic needs into human rights. A Pew Charitable Trust survey in 2015 found that more than 9 of 10 people care more about financial security than having greater wealth. Are you one of the 9 of 10 who prioritizes economic security? I'm Larry Danziger, lucky enough to have usually had economic security.